Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Jib Hibna, Director of Crossroads of Pella. All right, we're here with Jib Hibna, Director of Crossroads of Pella. And on a rainy day, Jim, let's get right into it. You guys have been around 30 years, so you've seen the rain come and go, but it looks like it's good times for you right now.
Well, yes, we've just celebrated our 30th anniversary. And the first thing I want to do is thank the Pella community for supporting Crossroads. We've helped a lot of people, and we've helped a lot of people, thousands of people, because they've helped us. And so we thank them very much and want to ask them for continued support. A newsletter will be coming out this fall, and then a letter will be coming to each home to asking for help for the next year.
Well, and since you've been around 30 years, you've been able to compile some pretty impressive stats.
Yeah, we've I'm the third director, and every director sort of has a different kind of emphasis, and in the time that I've been here, we've seen over 17,000 hours in counseling. We've seen over 20,000 people. Our Christmas program has helped about 6,500 people over that time. We've had 20 years of SHIP, which is a senior health insurance information program. We've given out over $150,000 in financial assistance and assisted over $150,000 in illness support and transplant funds for 14 people.
Well, Jimmy, you mentioned, obviously, it's 30 years, the anniversary. How long have you been here as a director?
About 22 years.
And what brought you here?
Well, I had got my degree in social work, and I wanted to raise my family in Pella, or in Iowa. I knew about Pella and thought this would be a great community.
As you've been here, it is a great community, and you've given a lot of programs to the community. Talk about some that are ongoing right now.
Well, on our current list of programs, of course, we are sponsored the AA program. And there's about 42 people in that each week, so that's kind of a big program. We have our Christmas program. We have an after-school kids club, which is kind of a latchkey program, and that's been a very successful program. We cover grants, which is our child abuse prevention, internet safety programs, and then we have a substance abuse program called the Edge of Recovery, and we've served, it's a licensed treatment program. We've served over 555 people in that program. So there's a list if you want to go to our webpage, which is crossroadspella.org. Although we're kind of making a new webpage, the old one should still be there. It should be plenty of information for people to find out what we are and what we do.
Well, these are a lot of really great programs, and honestly, some of them, especially in a smaller community, can sometimes be taboo, Alcoholics Anonymous, stuff like that. Talk about, I'm sure it's everyday people you're seeing here, though, that you're providing support for.
Because Pella is a small town, one of the benefits of the community center is that nobody really knows why people go into this building. There's so many programs in this building. That's why this building is important to the community. And so as people come in this building, they could be going for driver's license, they could be going to senior meals, some guys play pool up here every day. And one of the things, if people need help, then they can come to Crossroads. And at least we can start them on the process. Like I say, we have free counseling. We help people with some financial issues if they have that. We have a whole umbrella of programs from parenting classes to overeaters classes, to Medicare help, all kinds of things. And so we're happy to help. We want to help. We think that's our mission. And yet people have to start by coming in or calling to tell us what they need.
Again, we're joined here on Let's Talk Pella today by Jib Hibna, Director of Crossroads of Pella. One of those programs you mentioned is SHIP, and it has an extra I in it. Go ahead and remind people again, what does SHIP stand for and what is it?
Okay, SHIP is the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. It's a state program. And as everybody over 65 knows, they have to re-look at their drug prescription plan, which is Part D. And we have a program, SHIP is a program, where we have volunteers who are counselors who will help people go through the computer programs to find the best policy for their prescriptions. Now, in the past, we have saved people literally hundreds of thousands of dollars because their company they've been using is overcharging, and there's another company that offers the same thing, maybe a generic, which is a lot cheaper. So it's kind of a complicated thing. People can do it on their own, but it helps to have someone talk it through with them. And we have three new counselors this year. Barb Broffart is one, Keith Van Hemert is one, Donna Hancock, and they're joining Lee Collins and Bruce Nichols. And these guys have had extensive training for, like, you know, hours, days on end, and so they're pretty well versed in terms of how the computer program works and the issues. And what happens is that people need to call Crossroads, and then we send them a sheet where they list all their prescriptions. They send it back. We have college students working in the office, and they put them, all their prescriptions into their computer file, and then by the time they get to the counselor, it's all there on the computer, and they can talk about it, and they can run the program. So the open enrollment period is October 15 to December 7th, and currently we have 60 people on a waiting list, and we can see lots of people. We have two different offices set up, so I think we saw 300 last year. So maybe we're a little behind in terms of the backup right now, but once we get started, we'll be able to see lots of people. So everybody needs, who's 65 and older, needs to look at their prescription drug plan, and Crossroads is the agency that can help them do that.
Well, as you mentioned, that's just around the corner, a couple of weeks away. This can be really overwhelming, I imagine, for seniors, especially if they've got something that creates them to have a lot of different medications.
It is. I mean, it's of course, you have 65 to 85 or 95 years old people, you know, so you're working with the computer, which is one thing, and everything's on the computer. So, but they have pretty sophisticated programs which will show you what companies can give you the best price for your particular drug. Now, last year, which I can't even believe still, is that there was a couple that we saved this couple individually over $60,000 for the year on their prescriptions, which is amazing. But we keep a total out of all the dollars we save people, and it's kind of fun to look at that those dollars kind of add up. So everything changes all the time. Things are new all the time. There are changes in prescriptions and costs all the time, and it's just good to try to lock in to the best price as you kind of go forward.
All right, Jim, so we've touched on a couple of things. Again, Jim Hibna, director of Crossroads Appella. We've talked about your 30-year anniversary. We talked about the huge difference you made over the year, and we just touched on SHIP a little bit. Anything else you'd like to reach out to our listeners on Let's Talk Pella?
Well, the only thing is, again, to thank them for their continued support of Crossroads. We couldn't do it without the person who gives $25 or $50. We have hundreds of those, but we also, the big donors are also appreciative, and it's a real community effort that's been ongoing for 30 years, and it'd be great to be here another 30 years.
I was going to say, you got another 30 years in you, Jim?
I think so, yes.
Very good. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon. Congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you very much.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official WeatherEye meteorologist forecast is next.